I went to Gretna in 1916. We lived in hostels, just wooden huts with long dormitories and a large living room with wooden thorns to sit on and a big iron stove. No comforts. Each girl had a small bedroom, no door, just curtain at the doorway, and it was very cold in the cold weather. As the maids washed the floors, they turned to ice as they dried out. We went to work in trains with wooden seats, and each one of us had a pass to show before we were allowed in the large gates. We changed into overalls and hats to cover all our hair and shoes so that not much touched the ground outside where we worked. We made the cordite, cut it in lengths, packed it in trays and then carried it to small trucks at the doorway, and two girls pushed the truck a mile or so to the large stoves when it was dried out. It was an awful job when on those trucks, especially on the night shift. Cold rain, dark and lonely, pushing the heavy trucks and rats running around your feet. Sometimes the girls were drunk with fumes from the cordite and had to be taken to the sick bay to sleep it off. Dinner was always served cold, but we ate it and we was always hungry. There was a hall in the village where we could go at weekends and dance with boys who came in from Carlisle. There was a medical hut where we had to go about once a month to have our hair combed with a small tooth comb to keep our heads clean.